Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you again. Thanks to former Governor John Carlin for coming in and giving us his insight. Really, a lot of great insight on the primaries coming up. Right now, though, we're going to talk Everybody Counts. We got Deb Nuss in studio with us. We got Beverly Olson of Shepherd's Crossing and Dave Baker of Douglas Community Center. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Brady.
Good morning.
All right. Yeah, that mic is working now. We got you, Beverly.
Thank you.
Good, good. I believe so. Actually,
one more time.
I don't think you're coming through there. Okay, you might have to share with Deb. Okay,
man.
Yep, we're still having issues with that one. Thought we had that fixed, so you can just share that mic with Deb. But we're going to talk about, always busy, a big community event on Saturday, this coming Saturday, actually, from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Douglas Community Center. And Deb, if you just want to talk to us about all the events, there's a lot of events going on.
There is, Brady. On Saturday, August 4th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Douglas Community Center, which is located in the 900 block of Yuma, we will be hosting the 7th Everybody Counts Community Event. This event started actually in, the first event was held in January 2014, which was held in response to information that went to the school board at the time about the number of homeless children in the school district. And so an attempt was made then to make sure that there was some kind of an event where people in the community who are in need can learn about the resources in the community. And then we've also then organized ways to provide much needed services to the people in the community. So for example, we're going to have free medical screenings, dental screenings, mental health screenings, vision tests, blood pressure checks, hearing checks, all sorts of free services between 9 and 11 a.m. that day that people can take advantage of if they need those services. Also, for the first time this year, the College of Veterinary Medicine is coming and providing some free basic preventative veterinary care for people who want to bring their pets to the event.
And Beverly, I think I do got it working now, but still not working. Okay, I'll have to share with Deb.
It's okay.
We'll work on that. But if you want to talk, Beverly, if you want to talk a little bit about Shepherd's Crossing involvement in this event.
Right. Because Shepherd's Crossing has been around town here for over 17 years, our folks are that come to us usually are those who are in somewhat of a poverty situation anyway. And if we can help them with rent and utilities or prescriptions, then that will help them stay more stable, we hope, in their home. But there's other things besides those services that they really need. And needless to say, the bread basket will be there and open for folks to come in and have a part of that. And, of course, the harvesters will be there at noon to help with distributing all kinds of fruits and vegetables. But with all the other services that Debbie just mentioned, it really, really triggers the need and shows folks that there's just not one thing that we can help with, but there's multiple things that our community can really come together and help them with.
Brady Bowman here with Deb Nuss, Beverly Olson, who you just heard, also got Dave Baker in. We're talking about the Everybody Counts community event that'll be Saturday, August 4th. And Dave, that'll be at the Douglas Community Center. If you want to talk about the community center's involvement.
Well, one of the things that we're very happy about is, as people know, Douglas Center is the only community center that we have in town. And this event came to Douglas Center 4 years ago, primarily because of the location. And we've been very prosperous, I think, and so it's really an event that was really needed in the community, and the Douglas Center has provided a good location for that to happen.
Also, free rides citywide all day. I think that's an important thing, Deb, to mention for folks. If you can't get out there on your own, there's ways to get out to the Douglas Center.
There is. Actually, you know, this year we're kind of fortunate. Maybe the community is not aware, but right now, for the month of August, all rides on Attabus for the entire month of August are free, both the on-demand and the routes people can ride Attabus for free.
Or anywhere?
Anywhere.
Really? Wow.
Entire month of August.
Okay.
The expanded routes, though, start on Monday, August 6th, which is 2 days after our event. When the expanded routes start, actually there will be a stop at the Douglas Center. There isn't right now. But if transportation is a problem for you, you can ride Attabus free citywide all day on Saturday. And then we are also in a partnership with the city's Parks and Rec Department. They are providing shuttle service from Ogden for people who would like to come over from Ogden. There will be a shuttle that departs the Ogden Community Center at 8:30 and then again at 9:30. And then it will return to the Ogden Community Center at 11:30 and 12:30. So anybody living in Ogden that wants to come over for the event that day, to take advantage of the direct services or to take advantage of the fact that Harvesters is doing a commodities distribution, they can get on that shuttle service that's being provided by the city's Parks and Rec Department.
We're talking Everybody Counts community event. That'll be Saturday. It'll go from 9 to 1 p.m. at the Douglas Community Center. That's on the 900 block of Yuma Street in Manhattan. And there's going to be a free brunch provided by Hy-Vee from 10 to noon. Food distributions from 9 to noon. Harvesters noon to 1. Free health screenings from 9 to 11. And clothing distributions from 9 to 1. And whoever wants to chime in on the free health screenings, that's a very important thing, especially for folks who can't get to a doctor, don't have health insurance. What type of screenings could folks expect?
Well, we're very fortunate. We have two of our local physicians that will do school physicals or sports physicals. Doctors Andrew Pope and Melissa Rosso will be on site that morning. And so and again, this is between 9 and 11 a.m., and so they're available to do those school physicals or sports physicals for people that may not be able to afford to pay for those other ways or don't have health insurance. The health department is going to be doing vaccinations, the Tdap and the pneumococcal vaccinations for children. They're going to be on site to provide those. Concert Prairie Community Clinic is sending two of their dental hygienists to do dental screenings of people to, you know, look in their mouths and see if they have any dental issues, to see if then maybe they need to be referred to a dentist. And Concert Prairie Community Clinic actually does have a dental clinic in our local health department. So when those dental hygienists do those checks, then they'll be able to refer those people to their dental clinic at the Riley County Health Department. Then Via Christi Hospital is doing a number of things. They're going to do some glucose testing, some medication management, balance testing to help people with that. Angels Care Home Health will be there to do blood pressure checks for people. Dr. Katie Bunker with Audiology Associates will do hearing checks. And then the Lions Club comes and participates every year with us, and they're going to be doing vision checks. I think last year, between children and adults, they did vision checks for almost 50 individuals last year. So, and that was in a two-hour period, which is quite impressive.
Very key sort of checkups, basic stuff that a lot of people just kind of take for granted if you don't have access to it, and a lot of things that it's very preventative care as well.
It is, and I will say, you know, one of the things that having the KSU College of Veterinary Medicine with us this year. They came to us and wanted to participate in the event. And, you know, low-income families, when they have to make choices about how to use their resources, pets are important to families, but veterinary care can be quite expensive. So, you know, they may not have their rabies vaccine given to their pets. So KSU Vet Med is going to do that, and that's going to be free. And then we also hope this is an opportunity that they will license their pets with the city. If you recall, the City Commission recently has had a discussion about pet licensing and how the number of pets in our community, that percentage is pretty low in terms of the number of pets that are licensed. So hopefully people will license their pets at this event too.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We're due for our last break of the hour, and we'll come back and talk more about this community event with Everybody Counts. Again, it's on Saturday, 9 to 1 p.m. We'll tell you more about it on the other side. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
You deserve the best home.